It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Developing an assistive brace for people with Parkinson's disease was more than a humanitarian act for Courtney Williamson. It was personal. It has also served as her entrance into the medical devices industry. Courtney Williamson joins us now in Studio A to talk about how Carnegie Mellon University is helping her in her passion for caregiving. Courtney, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
What inspired you to develop this brace for people with Parkinson's?
Sure. So my mother has had Parkinson's for about 25 years. It's something that my family has struggled with for many years. And I noticed that she had a lot of trouble with day-to-day tasks, primarily with her posture, with her balance. And I looked constantly for things to help her, and I couldn't find anything. So this really started because I wanted to help my mom.
And what are the things, I think when we talk about Parkinson's disease, a lot of people associate the symptoms with what they see from the famous people who have it,
right?
Michael J. Fox, Muhammad Ali. So what are the things that, and I'm sure it's perhaps not the same for everybody that has Parkinson's, but what are some of the symptoms that people who have it go through that folks might not be aware of?
Sure. So one of the things that people aren't aware of is that Parkinson's disease is typically classified by tremors. So you see people with sort of tremoring motions, oftentimes in their hands and their arms. But there are a lot of other symptoms that Parkinson's patients deal with on a daily basis. One is tremors. Another big part is balance and posture. In fact, that's one of the first things that a neurologist will examine over the course of 6 months to a year in order to diagnose someone with Parkinson's. There's no sort of Parkinson's test that you can sort of, you know, take some blood and figure out if you have Parkinson's. So they sort of look at these outward symptoms. Another thing that's important for to know about Parkinson's is that they have slower digestion. It's harder for them to move, so their movement is slower, which leads sometimes into sort of rigidity. So their gait is a lot more forced. It's harder for them to walk smoothly. So these are some of the things, including depression is a big part of Parkinson's disease as well. So there's a lot of things that you can't really see from the outside, but Parkinson's patients deal with them daily.
So the brace that you're developing will help Parkinson's patients deal with a number of those symptoms?
Yes, mainly balance and posture. Those are two of the things that end up going as you have Parkinson's. You don't really have the balance that you used to have. And the reason why that's really important is because lack of balance leads to falling. And I mentioned before that movements are slow. So if for someone without Parkinson's, it's relatively easy to catch yourself if you're falling off balance. But with Parkinson's, because your movements are slow, you could be falling and know you're falling, but not be able to catch yourself enough. So that can result in injuries.
And, of course, Carnegie Mellon University is helping you to develop this brace. Yes. And it is a school that a number of us associate mainly with engineering expertise because it is so highly rated as such.
Yes.
But your experience in the medical field and engineering, I understand, was somewhat limited. So how were you able to overcome these limitations?
Absolutely. I have no experience with engineering at all. I'm a PhD candidate in organizational behavior in the Tepper School of Business. So I do have expertise in that, but I had no engineering expertise. And I met with a center called Project Olympus, and it is an incubator at Carnegie Mellon available to all faculty and students interested in entrepreneurship. And I went to the director, and I said, I have this idea for a product for Parkinson's patients, but I have absolutely no idea how to begin building it. And what would you suggest? And it was a series of conversations between faculty of biomedical engineering department at Carnegie Mellon. They brought me together with a group of really eager, very smart undergraduate students who had abilities to actually build what I needed. And I mentored them throughout the way. So I let them know from a caregiver's perspective what I knew would work and what I knew would not work. And together we created a prototype.
And then, of course, you need funding to do this. So yes. Who's investing in this?
Sure. So shortly after I created my prototype, I was introduced to the managing directors at Alpha Lab Gear, which is an Innovation Works program. This is their second year in existence. Alpha Lab has been around for quite some time, but Alpha Lab Gear is a robotics and hardware accelerator in Pittsburgh in East Liberty. And I told them about my idea and my vision and what I wanted to accomplish. And they had been very supportive from the first day. I was accepted into their class in this past August and provided with seed funding, provided with mentorship, and provided with just services that would help me to get to the next level.
And was anyone concerned about your lack of expertise in engineering?
You know, I always say I'm not an engineer of products, but I am an engineer of teams. My organizational behavior background allows me to understand who works well together and why, and how to make the best out of a team. And so I have been able to pull together a really excellent team of engineers, of managers, of marketers to help to build this product and build the company.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Courtney Williamson, who is developing an assistive brace for people with Parkinson's disease. How many prototypes did you go through?
So we went through about 6 prototypes, and we're currently prototyping now. So when it's all said and done, you know, somewhere between 10 to 15 prototypes, mostly to make sure that our mechanisms are working correctly such that the brace is working precisely the way we want and for comfort.
So the process is not complete on these?
No, it's not. I think that when you're – one of the things I'm learning through Alpha Lab Gear, the Accelerator program, is that I really don't think a product is ever quite finished. I think there's always ways you
sure.
can improve. And so we are looking for an April 2015 launch of our brace, but we will definitely be furiously prototyping from between now till then.
And yeah, and I suppose once – it's developed and people start using it, you'll get some
yes.
feedback and there'll be more alterations. Let's create a visual for people. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I are sitting here in a studio across from one another. Let's say I am someone who has Parkinson's sure. and you come in, you've got your brace. And so I'm anxious to have this help, but I have no idea what you have developed. So I'll be the patient and
sure.
you explain to me, you know, what you're going to be, handing me and how I wear this brace and what I'll be doing.
Sure. So the brace is lightweight and breathable, which is important because we've designed it to go underneath your clothing.
And what does it look like?
So it looks like a vest,
mm-hmm.
a lightweight vest, and there are straps on the shoulders, and there's a tensioning system that basically pulls your shoulders up and back to sort of straighten out your back and to allow you to maintain a proper posture. So it's something that closes in at the front, and you just put it on like a vest, and you can wear it underneath your clothing.
And would I be able to put this on, or am I going to need help?
So you will be able to put this on yourself. Part of our prototyping is making sure that it is really almost as easy as putting on a shirt. Like you would put on an undershirt before you get dressed. With Parkinson's, though, I will say some days are better than others. I know with my mom and with other Parkinson's patients, sometimes you can do a lot of things during your day, and sometimes you need a little extra help. So for the days where you need a little extra help, this would be like any other T-shirt or any other sweater that you might need someone to help you with. But the days when you feel fine, you can definitely put it on yourself.
Does this have other uses aside from Parkinson's?
I think so. I think that this could really help with any elderly patient who has a problem with their posture, who has a problem with their balance, because the reason why this brace is so unique, there's a lot of braces out there in the market. The reason why this brace is unique is because we are operating knowing that a Parkinson's patient cannot hold themselves in a proper position. Other braces make the assumption, because most of the patients can, this brace really does the work for you. And the reason why that's important is because it allows you to be in a position such that when you're doing physical therapy, when you're moving around through your day, your muscles are in your body is in the proper position, and you're building up strength in that position, and you're not atrophying and staying in a slumped posture, which is what a lot of Parkinson's patients end up doing. With Parkinson's disease, it's incredibly important to keep moving and to keep active and to engage in physical therapies, engage in exercising, engaging in movement. And what we want to do is offer patients the opportunity to have a product that will get them in a position so that they don't reach that point of extreme atrophy and extreme sort of slumped posture. And that's not what we want to encourage. So,
how soon will the braces be available?
So we are looking at an April 2015 date.
So 3 months.
In 3 months, where we can have people purchase the product, try it out, and they would be our beta customers. We are already getting people emailing and calling us and asking for the brace. So we do have a list of people interested. And so we are looking to add to that and looking to get more feedback.
And I'm guessing people listening to this are there may be quite a few folks who are interested in acquiring this apparatus. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is put a link on our website to information for people at WESA.FM.
Absolutely.
Courtney Williamson has been our guest. She is developing a brace, which will soon be out for people with Parkinson's disease. And Courtney Williams, it's been a pleasure visiting with you, and we wish you all the success in the world with this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Coming up, I'll bet one of your New Year's resolutions was to get in better shape. Well, we'll hear about fitness contributor Joe Venere's plan to get the entire Steel City in shape. It's in Central Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.